So if there's one thing that I would tell families to do in the recruiting process, it'd be very, very simple. It just comes down to consistency. And if you don't know who I am, Chandler, I'm a former college quarterback, and I've helped families get scholarships through Your First Scholarship. And so this is going to be unedited podcast, just going to be me talking, so take what you can get from it. And so, like I said, consistency is the biggest thing. I just hopped off a workshop where we were talking about building relationships with college coaches. And most of it is, I mean, it's all great stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. It all works. But the issue is, if you're not taking consistent action, then you're not going to get any results. And so one of the recruits on there, we were talking afterwards, and that's the big thing that stands out to me, is he's a 2026 quarterback over in Hawaii, and he's in a great position. He's already getting recruited by Ivy Leagues. He's already getting recruited by D1 schools. He's already got an offer already. He's talking to Colorado School of Mines, all this stuff. Great, great stuff. And literally he was like, yeah, I just, you know what, I needed the reminders, like, because he's been hearing the information. He's been in my group for about a year now. And so it's not like it's brand new information to him, maybe a little bit packaged differently. It's like, I just need the reminders, and I just, you know, need to keep staying consistent. He's done a great job with that. We have the follow framework. He stays consistent with that. He's staying consistent with his posting on Twitter, his sending stuff. He's sending the same amount over and over again and doing a great job with that stuff. And so that's what I see oftentimes, is people just fail to stay consistent because they're not able to keep going without getting an immediate reward. And that's just a problem with today's world, is we've made things so easy that, you know, if something doesn't happen right away, then it becomes a little bit boring. And I'm not talking about consistent four-hour days. You're not having grind recruiting, but I'm just talking like 5-10 minutes at least in recruiting on a daily basis. Like, if you can't do that, then recruiting becomes extremely hard, because you're not having momentum there for you day after day after day. Because that's how it works, is you may not see it actively happening, because it's hard to have to see what's going on behind the scenes, and recruiting so happens in these meetings and these little interactions. But if you can stick with it and you can consistently do stuff for your recruiting, whether let's just say you post on Twitter once a week, you consistently are building this momentum where you're gaining followers, coaches are seeing your content, maybe coaches even follow you, but he keeps on seeing your stuff pop on his feed. Next thing you know, it's the sixth post that he's seen after 2 months of you posting consistently. And he's like, dang, I really like this kid. I'm going to give him a follow. I'm going to shoot him a DM. But you don't see that, because he never liked any of your stuff, never retweeted of it, he never followed you or never messaged you. But let's say you stop after that third post, and he's just like, never sees you again, he forgets about you. And so that's the momentum that I'm talking about, that you need to keep gaining with consistency. And so the same thing goes with sending messages out. The same thing goes with just little recruiting efforts that you can do on a daily basis that allow you to keep building that recruiting momentum. And so that's the big thing, is consistency. It's like anything. I mean, just drawing the conclusion, or to the metaphor, to, you can say, working out, is like, you can't just stack all your working out into one day for the entire month. You can't go, okay, let's do this. I'm gonna do a 24-hour workout, and it's gonna be all my working out for the rest of the month. Maybe it works, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't. And so you can't do the same thing in recruiting. You can't just upfront all this work and effort and get the returns that you actually want, get the scholarships and interest that you actually want. And so stay consistent. It's much better to have little consistent action rather than have these jumps and then zero across the board, because recruiting is all about getting known by coaches and building relationships. And you can't do those things just sporadically. You have to do them consistently. You want to consistently get in front of college coaches rather than inconsistently. And you want to be consistently building these relationships rather than inconsistently. That way everything's just a nice, easy, predictable path to getting that scholarship, rather than this bumpy road where you're like, shoot, why are no coaches getting interested in me? Oh, you're not consistently doing the right stuff. Oh, shoot, why do no coaches offer me? Because you're not consistently building relationships. So be consistent with your actions. It'll go a long way. It's what I see the best families do that I work with. And you know, there's no cheat code to it, really. You just have to keep putting the actions and make sure that's an actual priority. And if it's not a priority, then maybe playing college football isn't for you. But imagine if you just stay consistent, did 5 to 10 minutes of recruiting work each day, I think you'd do pretty well. So hopefully this helped. If it did, be sure to like and subscribe. And if you want to work with me one-on-one, I can help you get some of those consistent actions, show you exactly how to do them the right way, then go ahead and check the link out below and go from there. Peace.